Ross Tucker's here. Hi, Ross.
Angela, how are you?
We're not good at all, Ross. And I'm going to tell you why. Because right now we are not confident of what is happening in the early stages of the coaching hunt. And I wanted to ask you a couple of things about this, all right? Do these names impress you? Are you excited? If you were still, if you growing up here in Philadelphia getting excited, would you be excited if you heard that they were interviewing Deuce Staley, Pat Shurmur, Adam Gase, Doug Peterson, Terrell Austin, and possibly Doug Marrone? Would that get your blood stirring?
No, not really. I mean... To me, what do they have in common? Let's forget about Shurmur and Deuce Staley for a second, because as much as I like those guys, they're not going to hire one of those guys. I mean, I would be shocked if they hired one of those guys. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'd be shocked. The other guys, I think the one that's probably the most intriguing to me is Doug Peterson, just because he's the only one of the names you named that isn't on everybody else's list. I get so tired of this groupthink, Angelo, where every team interviews the same four guys,
Yeah. And
they all decided that those are the four guys that should be interviewed. I like the fact that Peterson, has been in the organization before, that Peterson, they won 10 games, but part of me wonders how much of that would just be Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie bringing in Peterson because they know him, because of the familiarity, and because it would be easy, as opposed to him necessarily being the right guy for the job.
100%. We couldn't agree with you more on any of that, Ross. And Peterson is just basically trying to go back to the Andy Reid era. He'd bring the West Coast offense back in, and he'd be a clone of Reid, because he's working with Reid right now in Kansas City. Don't you want to turn the page? Don't you want to try something that is not like Chip Kelly, radical, but is not something from your past?
Well, I can appreciate that, but it also should be pointed out that Doug Peterson is the offensive coordinator for a team that just won 10 games in a row without their best player.
Right.
And Alex Smith is not a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. I mean, there'd be some people that would tell you that Bradford and maybe even Sanchez are as physically talented as Alex Smith. So I don't know. I mean, there's something that they're doing that's working. I think they should definitely get Peterson if he can bring Macklin with him. That would be the key.
we might take that. But, Ross, the other thing is it Kansas City in the playoffs because of their defense?
Well, that's the biggest part of it. But they've done better on offense than people think. This has been Alex Smith's best year. He never throws interceptions. I mean, it's probably conservative, probably not what Eagles fans want to hear, but it's also a recipe that won a ton of games in Philadelphia for a long time, and they're in the playoffs for the second time in 3 years in Kansas City, even though they're in the same division as the Broncos, who are pretty loaded. And they've had, to win 10 games in a row without Jamal Charles is pretty crazy. And even the defense, Justin Houston's been hurt, Tom Ali's been hurt. It's pretty amazing what they've done.
All right, now, Russ, the next thing I'm about to say is extreme. But I believe that Al Morgani is going to be on my side of this one. So I'm running this by you.
All right.
If you gave me my choice to run the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman, glorified lawyer and negotiator, or Ross Tucker, longtime NFL player, Ivy League, and brilliant, I would pick Ross Tucker to run my Philadelphia Eagles. You agree or disagree with that, Al?
I agree with that, even Ross despite Tucker? The fact what other people from Princeton have done in the league. I would go with that.
All right, Ross. Ross, we think you would be great at this, so I want you to do a little audition for us right now. Could you tell us, if you were running the Eagles, how you would do the coaching search and where you might look to find the right guy?
So am I the GM or am I the owner?
You're the GM.
Okay.
Owner, you don't have that kind of money. You weren't that great.
No, I know. But if I'm the owner, then I can pick my own GM.
Okay, no, the GM. You're the GM. You're the guy overseeing the coaching search. How would you do it, and where would you look?
Well, the first thing that I would do is, and this might not excite you, but I'd make at least a call to Tom Coughlin to see if he had an interest. Look,
you're tickling my twine right now. You're tickling it. I said that yesterday, Ross. Tom Coughlin would be very good here.
Angelo, he started the Jacksonville Jaguars from scratch, and they were awesome for a few years there, although they never broke through to win the Super Bowl, to get to the Super Bowl. With the Giants, who wins two Super Bowls, did they really have that much better personnel than the Eagles during that time? No. And you look at their team right now, the Eagles have much better players than the Giants do. I mean, the Giants, Eli is better, and Beckham Jr. is amazing. Other than that, the Eagles are better at pretty much every position. So he knows the division, and the guy is a proven winner. So I make that call. I would consider Sean Payton because I'd be willing to work with him. I don't know if Sean Payton would be willing to work with Howie Roseman. I think that is very much up for debate. I think Sean Payton would be willing to work with me. I work with Sean Payton. I played for the Cowboys when he was there. So I would at least make those calls, and I bring in Sean McDermott as well. And I know they fired McDermott, and maybe he has hard feelings. I don't care. He's a smart guy. He went to William & Mary, which isn't quite Princeton now, but it's still a pretty good school.
Yep.
And he's from the area. And look what he's done with Carolina. So I would make calls to the people they've already talked to. That's fine. I'm not really enamored with Adam Gase. I mean, why is Adam Gase such a hot candidate? Because Culler didn't throw as many picks as he normally does? I'm not really understanding that.
That's it.
I bring in McDermott, Coughlin, and Sean Payton.
By the way,
Hugh Jackson. Have they not interviewed Hugh Jackson?
No, they didn't even ask to interview him, nor did they ask to interview McDermott, which I'm okay with. But you know what? I'm going to let the McDermott's thing slide, and I'm going to tell you how I'm spending the rest of my day, Ross. When this show is over, I'm heading over to purchase Powerball tickets, right? The pot hour will be over $400 million. If I do that, I will put a down payment on the Eagles, and I will name as director of operations Princeton's own Ross Tucker. Ross,
that's very flattering. I can honestly say I don't think I'm qualified, but what would be interesting about me is I think I know what I don't know. You know, I'd rather be the football czar because I think czar sounds awesome. I want to be czar Tucker.
Nice.
And then I would hire a GM. I would hire a coach because I feel like I do know some guys that I think could get the job done. And I know what Eagles fans want.
Russ Tucker is smart, Al. He says he's not qualified. Then what does that make Howie? All right, one last one, Russ. I got to get this in because the Eagles probably are already trying to figure out, even without a head coach, what they're going to end up doing with Sam Bradford. Are you going to franchise him? Are you going to somehow get a long-term deal with him? Or are you going to set him free? What are you going to do with Bradford?
I'm not franchising him. No way. I'll probably try to sign him to a reasonable contract, you know, long-term contract. But if he thinks he's going to get a lot of money elsewhere, I'll let him test the market. Because who's going to really give him a lot of money elsewhere? Plus, if you look at it, I don't know how many of these guys, if any, will hit the market, Angelo.
Right.
But the Jets aren't going to franchise Ryan Fitzpatrick. Okay? I don't think the Broncos are going to franchise Brock Osweiler. I do think that if it comes down to it, the Redskins would franchise Kirk Cousins. I don't think Cousins would be available. But why am I going to fall all over myself to give Bradford big money if there's a chance Osweiler and Fitzpatrick are available as well? I'd rather have either one of those guys personally than Bradford. So I'm not falling all over, especially because of the injury history. I'm not falling all over myself to give Bradford a lot of money. I'll see. I'm going to let things play out, see if Fitzpatrick and Osweiler sign deals ahead of time, and make sure their agents know on the down low that we'd be interested.
Ross, all you have done in this last 10 minutes is establish again what a brilliant football mind you are, my friend. And we look forward to talking to you again next week, Ross. Great stuff, as always. Thank you, my friend.